Judy, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. It's WGN 312-981-7200. Those are all the details you need to know. We have the kids from Flavor HD join us every Wednesday, Hannah and Dane.
The kids? Are we old now? Are we
little
the grandparents?
Little Hannah and little Dane, we bounce them on our knees and they tell us stories.
We go by tots these
days. They're tots, yeah. That's right.
Like the Tater Tots. That was one of the first kind of like collaborative names we had for the duo. There's like the right. Taste Buds and the Tater Tots.
Right.
And
we stick you were so flavor. Creative back then, Dane.
Yeah.
Hannah, again, not with us on assignment. She is on assignment in Florida. But you are here, and you're just back from California, right? You were in California for a few days.
I was on assignment.
Right, right.
What is with these assignments?
It just sounds like we're doing important work if you say it that way.
Well, you know, what is? I think life is important work. I think in this business, we go out there, we experience things, we take them in, we kind of turn it into something we can share on the show, maybe yep. change some lives, you know, for the listeners, maybe not, but
anything could happen, I guess. Sure.
Well, Hannah's in, she's right. She had Mr. Toad's Wild Ride right now. I confirm that. So she's there.
Not in Florida. That ride's closed. You can't fool me.
Was that a Santa's Village ride? I don't remember.
No, they still have it in Disneyland. It's a long story.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
Yeah, they had that in Disney World for years. Sure. Based on the Wind in the Willow.
It was a psychedelic ride, right? Where the kids would
yes.
everybody lick
do
your
shrooms.
Hand.
Right. They'd make you lick a toad. And it was crazy.
Part of the Alice in Wonderland concept.
Wow, I missed this ride.
That's when Timothy Leary used to design rides for Disney. Long, long, long ago. He doesn't do it anymore. All right, so she's in Disney World. She's at there's a big food festival that they have there. Is that what she's doing?
And it's going on absolutely. Oh, well, there's always food being served at. It's a large place. There's thousands of people there. You know what? They get hungry. And mm-hmm. so there's lines there, and I'm sure she's eating stuff. The whole family's probably eating something, and we'll hear about it. They don't. But the food festival that they have, the Epcot Food and Wine, goes from November, I think, all the way. It may be going on.
Beginning of November to the end of October. It's a year long right. food festival, and then when it's done, they start up a new one.
It's 11 months, and it's one of those things that really just kind of brings you back to the importance of food. You know, they're not going to say like, well, if we eat 365, if mm-hmm. we're lucky, you know, some countries it's now and then, but, mm-hmm. You know, why not make a festival that represents that?
Why not? What were you doing in California?
I was out in California for, it's always a great place to go, wine country, we all know a good friend of mine is Guy Fieri, who does Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Yeah. Every year he has a big birthday party out there and everybody kind of gets together. It's kind of old home week for all the people who
can you mention some of the celebrities that are at Guy Fieri's birthday party, because it's an impressive list.
You know, one of the first rules of the thing is like, don't talk
you're
about Fight Club.
Talk about
you're
it.
Not supposed, but I can like share
a name or two
in general, but like people who have attended it. And you think about Guy, he's got an eclectic group of friends, so it right. isn't all just, you know, you don't just see, you know, the ghost of Julia Child and Rachel Ray, you know, and what's left of Paula Deen's reputation.
Right. Yes.
there's other people, but so Guy's got friends. So you'll see a Tommy Lee there. You'll see a
from Motley Crue.
From Motley Crue,
get out.
They're friends. Well, he's a big, you know, music lover guy. So
well, so are we. We don't hang out with Tommy Lee.
I don't know what it is. You know, I really
he's
I can't.
Developing a foot-long hot dog with him. That's they've been working on that for over a year.
No, a two-foot-long.
A two-foot-long hot
yeah,
dog.
That's been done.
That should be.
As has many of the ladies
ready
involved.
Any day
all right,
now.
That's cool. Who else?
Like a Sammy Hagar has been
get
there.
Get out.
Like Cheech.
Cheech Marin?
Yeah.
Like Charles Grodin, you told me.
Well, not Charles. No.
No?
No, Bob Saget.
Oh, Bob Saget.
I love Bob Saget.
Yeah. Charles Grodin is, you know, I was trying to tell, because I love Charles Grodin, as do you.
Yeah.
And I remember him younger than really he looks now. So when have you ever done that where you're trying to explain to somebody, oh, it's this guy, and then they're like, I don't know who it is. So you pull up your phone,
right,
you Google the person, they come up with these pictures and they're like, no, that's not the one. No. Yeah, I mean, that's the guy, but
it's just older now.
Looks
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's gotten a little bit older, but
so Bob Saget was there. Was he dirty? He's supposed to be so dirty.
Well, I cannot. No, I can't.
Oh, you can't talk about it.
Can't give the details.
But along with all of your, you know, your favorite food people, one of the cool things about it, and this is as far as I'll go about that, is that like it's a costume party. Everybody knows that.
It's a birthday party / costume party.
Yes. Yeah, so there's
then maybe these people were just dressed as Tommy Lee and Bob Saget.
No, like this year's theme was Saturday Night Live characters, which was great. And what you'll see and what is really neat about it is you'll see people that are the head of networks. You'll see people that are super successful business people. You'll see people that just, let's say, Guy went to third grade with, mm-hmm. you know, or people just that he's met and we've become friends along the way, like myself. And everybody's there and There's like no pretension. It's all just
that's fun. Very cool.
Yeah. Now, do you have to keep describing, because the people you mentioned, it's a pretty impressive list of people who are household names. Did you have to continuously explain exactly who you were and why you were there?
Ouch.
I know that seems cruel, but I would, like, the whole time I'd be trying to justify why I was at a party with Sammy Hagar and Bob Saget.
That's what's so cool.
You wouldn't
about
be
it.
At a party. I would not with be at Sammy
that.
Hagar.
No, no, sure not right. What's so cool about it is that everybody's just kind of on equal footing with that common denominator of guy and celebrating right. his birthday and that kind of stuff. Plus, you believe it or not, I mean, as crazy as this sounds, like in that circle, like I'm pretty.
You're up there?
I'm pretty, not good. Up there, but.
But
like,
they know you.
People know who I am.
Oh,
right.
That's nice.
Even if it's like, oh, that's one of guy's friends. I don't know.
Right. That's nice. And the food there, I'm guessing, because it's Guy Fieri, must have been superb.
Or oddly named, is that what you were going to say?
Or oddly named, I wasn't finished, yes.
No, festively named. The food was awesome. So you had like great people from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. You know, you have all those restaurants around the country, and you've got some of those, they've been brought out to like kind of serve. So those are some of the people that are serving some of the food. Then you get some really like big chefs and stuff that are on board providing the food too. So
were most of the gifts given to him hair care products?
Well, what do you give to the man who has everything?
Right,
hair gel.
Right, hair gel. Some dippity-doo.
You know, he's one of those guys that's just, you know, the gift that you can give is just being
your presence
there.
Is the best gift.
I like friends like that where you really don't have to get them anything. You just have to show up and drink their drinks and eat their food.
That's it. Mm-hmm. So this makes you happy. Glug, glug, glug. Good. Let's get happier. I usually give him cigar-related stuff.
Oh, that's a nice gift. We'll talk more to Dane from Flavor HD. Dane Neal is here, and it is National Pie Day coming up soon, so we'll discuss pies.
You owe me again.
Do you know how easy that becomes all of a sudden when you fill in like that? Thank you.
Teamwork, Bill.
I owe you. Dane Neal is here from Flavor HD. Hannah is away on assignment, a polite way of saying she's on vacation. It's Pi Day coming up. National Pi Day, International Pi Day. Who's celebrating Pi Day?
You know, at the Flavor HD headquarters, Bill.
Pi Day.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Rebecca Black impersonator.
Thank you.
You know, how does it go? It's like dark of night, sleet, snow, rain, whatever's not going to keep him from delivering the mail. Well, there's a tired mailman constantly with huge, just bulging sacks of mail throwing into our a mailbox. I, you know, go through these. It's like, you know, autograph from Hannah. Autograph, right. That's what they want. The other thing that we get, the recurring theme, is just the dissatisfaction that we usually kind of spring these dates on them. You know, we'll come in and it'll already be National
People,
you know,
want warning.
Pecan
they want
Day.
To know when that's coming up, right?
Yesterday was National Cheese Lovers Day.
That's right.
Okay. It was. See, awesome. And you guys were talking about it. Yeah. But for those lovers of cheese that want to gear up but may not be as informed as they could be because they come to here, this is the fence post for conversation. Yep. You know, let's say, what if Christmas happened? It was like you woke up and was like, hey, by the way, it's Christmas today. Ah, I didn't get a chance to go get anything.
You need lead time.
Lead time is what it is. And so on the 21st of January, having the day itself being the 23rd, give it a couple days notice, it's going to be National Pie Day.
Hard to believe it's come this fast, isn't it? Some years it just sneaks up on you. You don't know what's coming.
Wait, is this Pie 3.14159 Day?
This isn't Mathematic Pie Day. This is Tasty Good Pie Day.
Yeah.
You know, not confusing, you know, remind you of your, you know, Scholastic Failures Day.
Right.
Because March 14th of this year will be 3.14159 Day.
Right. They always do it on the 14th for obvious reasons. March 14th, 314.
Yeah, 15.
Oh, 15.
No, it's 3.14.15 this year. 3.14159.
They've added an extra layer.
Yes, I'm playing Smart Wendy today.
I love that. All right.
Wow, that was good.
How do we celebrate National Pi Day, Dane?
Well, you know, for the pundits out there that are trying to predict how people will best celebrate, and for those people that are trying to give guidance, you know, I'll include myself in that group, is what I've heard, the feedback I've gotten, is just to give pies.
Yeah.
Give pies, eat pies, mm-hmm. kind of invite your friends and family in for pies. And one of the things that they had said to do.
You're making this up and I love it.
No, it's, well, yeah, but it's true. They said, I looked up like, what, you know, how do you celebrate? Because other than eating pie, what do you do with it? Unless you do the whole, you know, in the face thing.
Right.
Which is usually.
It's the day of the year that I miss Soupy Sales the most. I miss him every day. Don't get me wrong, but it's Pie Day that makes me miss him the most.
I know. What's he doing these days?
He's dead.
He's currently dead.
Okay. Right. Well, they had suggested, you know, getting together with your favorite pie and just enjoying it with friends and family, or dropping it off at the local fire station or police station.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
That would be nice.
Yeah.
One of the other ways to celebrate would be to, we've got some great pie shops here. You've got Bang Bang Pie Shop, Who's Your Mama Pie Shop. Mm-hmm. We brought them in. I know Brady Lowe from Cajon brought in, I don't know, I guess it was Pecan Pie Day when we did the barbecue. The barbecue guy came in and brought it in. So lots of great pies here. One of my favorite places to get pies is Joe's Stone Crab. You think they're all about the crab.
Which they are.
Which they are.
But they know how to make crab, but their pies are exceptional.
Yeah, the pies are really great. We've got a few pies here. One of the pies that we don't have because it's a seasonal pie that I'm acutely aware of is the blueberry pie that they make.
And they use your blueberries.
Yeah, where do
your
they get the blueberries?
Company.
I don't know, but I know that they have a dedication to quality and good ingredients,
right?
Which would lean them towards the best. Yeah,
I know you won't say this, but they use your blueberries, the ones that you farm yourself, your company farms. And they use them at the Joe Stone Crabs all over the country, don't
all
they?
All over the country. It's good, right? Because you can get blueberries in other places. I'm sure there's grocery stores in some places.
Yeah.
But they like them.
But yours are big and firm and round. And I love your blueberries, too.
thank you for noticing all of that. well, because the person who was the chef partner at the time was based here in Chicago. And as they expanded to other locations, and he found them just, at a farmer's market. Just found them at a farmer's market.
Really?
These are great. And I hate to say this, they love them and they use them and everything. We don't give any special, like super wholesale price to them. So for the people out there that enjoy the blueberries that are thinking, if only I was Joe Stone Crab, I get a great deal. Nope, they really, really like them. And those are great. That pie is absolutely awesome. They use it in Washington. I know you guys were talking political a little while back. I've heard rumors that it is one of the, I know it's one of the main pies on the menu out there seasonally.
Yeah.
And that the First Lady has been there.
Lady has eaten your blueberries, Stain.
There's a rumor that her and the pie may have met at one point.
Oh, wow. Nice. Yeah. Very, very
nice. That's huge.
I don't know.
So Joe Stone Crab has the blueberry pie we just described. They've got a peanut butter pie that is outrageously delicious. I love key lime pie no matter where I go. Their key lime pie is second to none.
And that's what you guys are trying right now. You're trying it right here. And they also have there's a Havana. What is that one on the side there? What does it say?
Havana Dream Pie. The Havana Dream Pie is good because it has little cigars in it. Just
we
very
should give
small
that to
cigars.
Marianne Marciano.
All right. We can do that.
The Havana Dream Pie, I don't know if it has little cigars in it, but if you're going to have cigars, those are the ones you'd want, right?
Right.
Because they're good.
And by the way, as delicious as it is, it's illegal to have it because it's Cuban in nature. They're working on it. They hope to have everything solved.
I think the Secretary of State is there right now.
He's dotting all the T's and crossing the I's.
They make 9 pies daily. They bake them fresh all the time, and they've got to go menu for it. So for just $29.95, you can get your own pie too. So you can
really?
Yep, absolutely. Now they've got a brand new one. This sounds really awesome. New to the menu, Joe's Mascarpone Cheesecake Pie with Berry, featuring a pistachio biscotti crust top with a layer of whipped mascarpone and served with raspberries, strawberries, and blueberries.
I'm salivating.
That sounds really good.
Wow. I mean, I'm not kidding. And I have to tell you, I'm not a peanut butter lover. I'm really not.
No.
This is maybe the best
Isn't
pie
it?
I've ever
it
eaten
is.
In my life.
It really is.
Every pie that gets sold in January, and this is from the Joe's here, that's right off of, I think it's on Grand, I think, pretty sure, $1 for every piece. Now, that's every single piece, not every single pie of the Mascarpone Cheesecake Pie will go to Windy City Habitat for Humanity as part of the Pie It Forward program.
That's very nice of them to do.
Pie It Forward.
Pie it
I
forward.
Love that.
Dane, sadly, we're out of time, but a happy and healthy National Pie Day to you and your family.
Just get out there and enjoy it.
That's all you can do.
Yep.
Great to see you. Hannah and Dane will be back with us next week in our earlier time on Wednesday. Take care of yourself. Thanks very much for being here.
You too. You guys too. Both of you.
More after this. Judy's big story.
What is happening to you guys?
Very
be
formal.
Be well. Okay,
formal.
Take care.
We thought we'd formalize it up a little bit just to make it sound more.
Jeez.
We put on after dinner jackets. Did you see us do that?
I'm wearing an ascot.
You guys would, your after dinner jackets, the both of you with your baseball caps would look like baseball jackets.
All right. I know. The big
or
story,
members only.
Big story's coming up next. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.